Parshas Lech Lecha, Harav Avishai David. The Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, describes how Avraham Avinu came to a recognition of Hashem Yisbarach. The language of the Rambam is the following: Kamen Shindig Mal Eisan Ze. Once this rock was weaned at a very young age, Hischil Shotid Bedaito. He began to think, he was a young child. Day and night, he was wondering, how is it possible that the world is functioning seemingly without direction? So Avraham Avinu discovered Hashem from the beauty and symmetry of nature. My Rebbe, Hagon Harav Tzvi Dov Kanatovsky Zatzal, noted that a careful reading of the Rambam in Perek Alfichas Avodah Zarah seems to reveal three distinct stages in the methodology employed by Avraham Avinu in disseminating the doctrine of Hashem's existence. The first stage, the Rambam writes, that Avraham Avinu was 40 years old when he came to that recognition, Kevon Shehikir V'yoda. Once he knew, Hischil Hashiv Tshuvel Sabanei Ur Kazdim, he began to debate with his contemporaries in Ur Kazdim, Bilaruch Dini Moem, Bilomar. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu issued pronouncement, Shein Zo Derecha Emesh Atem Holchimba, you're on the wrong course. Vishiber Satzlomin, he broke the idols. And he informed others that the only one that's worthy of worship is Hashem Yisbarach, and all other forms of worship have to be eliminated. Says the Rambam, Kevin Shigov Alayim B'Rai Yosef, once he overpowered them intellectually, Bike Shamelech Lohorgo, a reference to Nimrod, who wanted to kill him, Benas Olones, a miracle occurred, V'yatzal L'charim. That's the end of the first period in the spiritual foray of Avraham Avinu. The second stage, according to the Rambam, begins in Choron. V'hischil Lamad L'ikros B'kol Godol L'chalom. He began to announce and proclaim that there's one God, below Roy Labod, he's the one worthy of worshiping. The Rambam tells us about Avraham Avinu's travels from city to city, from kingdom to kingdom, and that's the end of the second stage in the life of Avraham Avinu. And now the third stage begins, again described by the Rambam in the following terminology: V'hu kore shenemar v'yikro shom b'shem Hashem kel olam. He called out the shame of Hashem. V'kevin show you how miskabtu me lo. People gathered around him. V'shom lo advara. They began to question him and discuss with him. Hayom odia lekol achavecha kefi daito. Avraham Avinu was the mechanech, the classic educator b'chesed elyom. He was mechanech each person kefi darko. Ad shiach zireu l'derech emes. Till he was able to restore the world to the Derech Hashem. And then, alafim revavos, thousands and tens of thousands of adherents, chassidim, who became the Anshei Beis Avraham, gathered around him, v'shasa b'libam ha'ikra agadol zeh. He was able to implant in them this fundamental principle of Hashem Echad. The third period clearly represents the golden age, the tkufas hazov, in the life of Avraham Avinu. The terminology of the Rambam is very precise in each period, and dramatically reveals to us, in my Rebbe, Hagaon Rav Kanatovsky Zatzal, the very tone and tenor of his different methodologies at each of these three stages. As a young man, he underwent a long and arduous search till he became convinced of the truth of God's existence. At that point, he seized by the impulse to share his hard-earned discovery with his contemporaries. The Rambam calls them Oivdei Kechavim HaTipshim, foolish idolaters. They were led astray by all these images and figures. And the Rambam's approach, as he describes Avraham Avinu's approach, rather, the Rambam tells us the approach was pronouncements. He engaged them in debates. He indicated clearly and absolutely their philosophy and approach were falsehoods. Their lifestyles were riddled with error. He was the world's first iconoclast. And the Rambam alludes to the famous Medrash, the dialogue between Avraham and his father Terach, after Avraham orchestrated the breakage of his father's idols, but he was so intellectually overpowering that the reigning potentate, Nimrod, could only respond the way despots of all generations respond, namely, Bikesh HaMelech Lahorgo. They wanted to eliminate him. So in Ur Kasdim, in the first stage, Avraham Avinu did not build altars, did not produce disciples. He proclaimed God's existence. He was thankful that Hashem rescued him from the jaws of death. The Ramban in Chumash notes that the Torah has hinted at this harrowing period in his life in the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Mi Ur Kasdim, which of course reminds us of the Pasuk in Aseres HaDibros, Asher Hoceicha Ve'eretz Mitzrayim. The Netziv writes in Ha'amek Dabar, his Perish Al HaTorah, the allusion to that period is found earlier in a puzzling sequence of the third and fourth Pesukim in the Torah's account of the Da'af Floga. Before deciding to begin their ill-fated attempt to construct a tower that would reach into the heavens, the general called his issue to construct a kiln. But the reason for that kiln is not clear until the next Pasuk, namely, building a tower. So the Netziv asks, shouldn't that agreement to build the tower have been related before they discuss how they're going to go about doing it? Apparently, says the Netziv, that there is a hint here in the Torah, a broad-based popular consensus to build a fiery furnace for the purpose of eliminating Avraham Avinu. And that, more or less, is the end of the first stage that was fraught with danger and tension, becomes a fugitive. Avraham Avinu escapes the Chorah. And now we have a perceptible change in the modus operandi of Avraham Avinu. No longer an iconoclast, but an itinerant preacher, darshan, lecturer, Magid Shir, wandering and traveling from place to place and traversing a significant part of the then civilized world. And he's either building mizbechos for tefillah or to serve as a farm for his ideas. V'hiskeliko b'kol gadol, that conjures up Har Sinai. But that stage also, he was not yet eminently successful. The peak of his success was reached in the third and illustrious stage when he arrives in Eretz Canaan. V'hu kore shenemar v'yikor shom b'shem Hashem kel olam. Why does the Rambam quote that pasuk? So right before that, the Torah says, v'yita eshel b'ver shava. V'yikor shom b'shem Hashem kel olam. Be'er sheva and eshel, says the Rambam, epitomizes an arsenal of chesed and tefillah par excellence. Here Avraham Avinu is portrayed by the Rambam as the mechanech b'chesed elyon, patiently dialoguing with his contemporaries, sensitizing himself to the intellectual and emotional needs of each individual. And here the Rambam tells us that Avraham Avinu was incredibly successful. In Hilchos Avelos, the Rambam provides us with a précis of this third approach. He's talking about the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, inviting guests, and the Rambam tells us we know what that mitzvah consists of. It's all embedded in that word eshel. Achilo shti olivia, wining and dining, and then accompanying the person outside, says the Rambam in Avelos, schar halavia merub manakol. The reward for accompanying the individual walking minimally dalaramas is the highest. Hu achok shechakoko Avraham Avinu. That's the chok that was established by Avraham Avinu v'derech hacheset shenoagba, machil ochiv zrochim, umashki olsam, umalavi olsam. He wined and dined the wayfarers, and then he accompanied them outside. Those acts of chesed struck deep roots and responsive chords in the hearts and minds of his listeners, causing thousands and even tens of thousands of people congregating around him. During the second period that we described earlier, Avram did not succeed in producing a substantive following. During the third stage in Eretz Canaan, the bounty of disciples was overflowing. To what factor can we ascribe Avram Avinu's success? Chazal tell us in the Medrash the story of Shimon ben Shetach, the great Talmudic sage. He purchased a donkey from a Gentile merchant and then discovered a pearl in the donkey. His students thought he was entitled to retain the pearl, but he felt otherwise and returned it to its owner, underscoring the fact, "I only purchased a donkey." The response of the Gentile merchant to this incredible act of nobility, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. It was a Kiddush Hashem. It never would have emanated from umpteen eloquent sermons and drushes and homilies on the issue. It was a direct result of the role modeling of chesed in the day-to-day affairs of Avraham Avinu. There's a striking medrash in Parshas Tzav that explicates a parallel theme, evidence in the response of Aaron HaKohen to the Chet HaEgel, the golden calf. The Torah records in Kisisa, Bayarhom Kivoshish Moshe Loredes Minahar, they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu delayed in coming back. Bayikolhom Al Aaron, they gathered around Aaron. They were panic-stricken. Aaron's initial reaction was to demonstrate to the people that their ascribing of divine powers to the eagle, to the calf, was outright folly, foolishness. How did he accomplish that? Says the Medrash, Melamed Shoya Aaron Nota Karbonon, Aaron took their carbon. Upochacho lifneim. He literally was disintegrating it in their presence. V'yomaleim du shem bo mamish. There's nothing here. As he told the people, when the Torah describes parku nizmi azov, isn't it utterly ridiculous and patently absurd to ascribe godliness to the jewelry that became an egel azov? And the Torah responds that what was their monolithic, resounding response? These are your gods. As he tried to overpower them by using rational discourse. And it's strikingly similar to the approach employed by Avraham Avinu in the first stage, where he was intellectually overpowering and he was unsuccessful. And Aaron quickly sensed the futility of his approach and right away changed his tack. Party time! That's what people who are in a state of panic and pandemonium can connect with, can relate to. Unfortunately, it was too late for a different approach. They got up to drink. And Chazal take that word and see a word saturated with all kinds of terrible behavior. So the Torah has only given us a smattering of hints and clues relating to the first two stages in Avraham Avinu's life. But the Ramban enunciated a number of times in his Perush al Torah that the Torah only records that which has eternal relevance for the posterity of Klal Yisrael. So the early stages of Avraham Avinu's life, even though they're significant, they're not included among the Maisa Abbas that serve as Simon Labanim, which is the Yisod of the Ramban. The life of Avraham Avinu is only detailed for us in the Torah when he reaches Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, as the Sfarno writes, quoting the Gemara in Baba Basra, Avir of Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the very air of Eretz Yisrael, is able to impart wisdom. And Avraham Avinu devises a new methodology in his Kirov work, methodology that's primarily undergirded by an astounding overriding sense of chesed. The Ran in his drashos, and actually in his Perush al Torah, asks after Hashem revealed himself to Avraham Avinu in the beginning of Lech Lecha, the Torah tells us, Vayikach Avraham Mesora Yishto, he takes his wife, V'yes Lod Ben Ochi, V'yes Kol V'chushim Asher Achashu, all of his baggage, and they go about making Aliyah. Why did the Torah mention his baggage? It's fairly obvious. A person who moves from place X to place Y takes his baggage, his suitcases with him. And the answer is, the Ran suggests that Avraham Avinu was mandated to burn all his bridges, sever any links with his past. Avraham Avinu decided not only never to step foot in Haran again, but exorcise any remnant of past methodologies he may have employed. Often people who make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael confront innumerable problems, largely because they're still living in Arzicha, Moladaticha, or Beis Avicha. They have not committed themselves to a total change of venue, both physically, psychologically, values-wise, they're still living in Chutz Laretz. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was 40 years old when he discovered Hashem Yisbarach. And yet a long time elapsed between that discovery and the revelation of Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal often described in very dramatic imagery the excitement of Avraham when he concluded that behind the nebula and the vast outer reaches, there's a God who created and sustains all. That was a joyous and ecstatic moment. And undoubtedly, Avraham Avinu, who coined the first tefillah, must have dreamt of the Almighty appearing to him. But Hashem Yisbarach did not respond to that plea for 35 years. And finally, Hashem tells him, Lech Lecha, go. Doesn't tell him where. El Aretz Asher Areka. And Avraham Avinu and his entourage are traveling without knowing exactly where to go. He has to discover the whereabouts of the land. He has to identify it. And Hashem, of course, will confirm that choice. And finally, Abram comes to Shechem and stops, and Hashem says, you solved the mystery. What was the barometer utilized by Abram Avinu to discover the lamb? Why did he stop at Shechem? Says the Medrash Rabbah, Omer Avlevi, B'shoshoy Abram, Mahalech Baram, Narayim, Baram, Nochor, he was wandering, Rosam Eichlim, B'sheisim, B'peichzim, he saw they were partying, eating, drinking, kef, let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That was the theme. Omar, Halavai lo yeheli chelik baratz hazos. That's not Eretz Yisrael. Kevin shigia lusulama shel tzur. He came to Eretz Yisrael. He saw they were hoeing during the time of hoeing. They were plowing during the time of plowing. Omar, halavai yechelki baratz hazos. The work ethic. That's what Eretz Yisrael is all about. But Eretz Yisrael, primarily, as we saw in the third methodology of Avraham Avinu, methodology of Chesed. That's how one can be Mekarei V'Acheinu B'nai Yisrael, preeminently through Chesed, primarily through acts of sensitivity to other people's sensibilities, showing how much we care about them, showing them what Shabbos is all about, showing them the beauty of mitzvahs, showing them what a life of Kedusha is. And the Gemara Ksubis defines this very beautifully. The Gemara speaks of Klal Yisrael, Goyim lechasodim b'nei goyim lechasodim, people who are practitioners of chesed, children of those who practice chesed, hamachzikim bibriso shel Avraham Avinu, the bris hachesed of Avraham Avinu, not just the circumcision, but that the legacy that bequeathed to us by Avraham Avinu, a legacy of chesed. Avraham Avinu embarked on a journey of self-discovery. His odyssey reached its climax when the Bris HaChesed of Ayita Eshel B'Be'er Shava, Achila Shtiyo Leviya, Hachnasa Sorchem writ large, became the overriding tone of his modus operandi. And we now understand why the Torah only briefly and cryptically alludes to the first two stages of the career of Avraham Avinu. That ultimate stage of Chesed, writ large, came to the fore of Dafka and Eretz Yisrael in the land that Hashem promised him. Our primary role as members of Klal Yisrael, Maisa Avol Simon the Bonim, is to follow in the trail of personal growth blazed by a mentor, Avraham Avinu, the archetypical mechanich. We have to instill knowledge and values of Torah so that each child, young man or young woman, will soar to the greatest heights which he or she is capable of. And unfortunately, we live in a society that provides us with a paucity of ideal role models. We are witness to people who mold their personalities to fit others' clothing, others' thinking. There's a lot of cosmetic frumkeit, and the emergence of shallow, superficial personalities with a religious veneer that's often gossamer thin. And that leads to intolerance and arrogance, qualities that are inimical to our entire Weltschauung of a Torah-committed Jew. Avraham Avinu rejected that, and Avraham Avinu discovered that the Za'acho Etein HaSa'aretz HaZos is founded upon Chesed, Torah, Tchilasa Gmidas Chasodim, B'Sefer Gmidas Chasodim. If one's home is Pasuach L'Rocha, if one is going to reach out to others and teach Torah using the medium of Chesed, even the teaching of Torah is the greatest act of Chesed imaginable, bringing people closer to Hashem Yisbarach, but the methodology and the means of doing it is through Chasodim, Chesed, which is B'li Gvulot, without limitations. It's that Chesed that we have to display 24/7 to every single Jew. And if we do so, we'll be following in the footsteps of the greatest Mechanech, Avraham Avinu, of the greatest Mechanechet, Sara Imenu, their depth of commitment and their incredible Chesed was responsible for engendering many, many adherents and chassidim, models of commitment and integrity. Halavai, all of us should be zoche to follow their methodology, and be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, we can become as well individuals who exemplify the ideals of Beiso Shel Avraham Avinu, Yehi Ratzon, Shenizkeh L'kach, L'Netzach Netzochim, Amen V'Amen.